Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. It is Tuesday, the 29th day of November, 2005, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Jordan Maxwell will be with us for the second and most of the third hour today, talking about the secret societies, the Illuminati, illumined ones that are controlling our world, and the society that they're trying to build. You want to talk about the elite? You want to talk about the elite families, who's controlling things, who is behind things? Jordan Maxwell has done a lot of really deep investigation of Babylon, Egyptology, the Illuminati, and some of the more modern movements, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, you name it. It'll be riveting, because you don't want to miss it. It'll be his debut on this broadcast. I've been familiar with his work for at least 10 years, but this will be his debut. Fine, going to Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, there's so much I could say about you, but I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but kind of encapsulate for us or give us a synopsis, the condensed version, but spend some time on it, about how you woke up, your awakening, the things you've done, the things you're most proud of. I mean, basically what your life's been about, what your passion's been about.
First of all, thank you for having me on the program, and thank God for people like Alex Jones and keeping the spirit of freedom alive, and I really appreciate being on the program with you, Alex. I got started back in 1959. I was very interested in secret societies all of my life. Even as a kid, I was always into all of the occult or hidden information. I just gravitated toward that. Even as a child, I wanted to know the things which are behind the scenes. And back in 59, I began studying the secret societies and fraternal orders of the world. And it was in 1966 that Anthony Hilder put out his records called The Illuminati with Myron Fagan. And I was a friend of Anthony's, and I got that set of records back in 66, mid-66. And I began doing lectures at bookstores and even some of the motion picture studios and people that knew me out here in California. And I began traveling around just talking about Illuminati, secret societies, fraternal orders, and the way that these operations go on right in front of us, and we don't even see them. And so I've been doing it for 45 years. I'm tired now, obviously, and I brought David Icke to America. I have given a lot of information to a lot of people in Hollywood. They've made movies now. I'm just amazed today the subject of the Illuminati is in motion pictures, it's in television. It's being talked about around the world. There are all kinds of researchers, but I was doing it back in 1966, some 40 years ago. And I'm just amazed at how the things I was talking about 40 years ago are starting to finally come into the public psyche. Finally, people are beginning to look at it seriously.
Well, just 5 years ago, Jordan, I was being made fun of because I would talk about Skull and Bones, and now Skull and Bones is passe. I believe at a certain level the New World Order is trying to reveal itself now because the old stonewalling made them lose even more credibility. They're trying to reveal and put some of their own spin on it, but I want to get your view on that. But in your studies since 1959, I guess 46 years, in your 46-year studies, I mean, if you had 2 minutes on national TV to boil it down, you're talking to the people, you know, what is the New World Order? Who are they? What is their plan?
Well, I'll tell you, golly, that's such a big question. And I know that most people hearing me are not going to believe what I would tell you. But I'm just going to tell you straight out what I think the thing is. And I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything. I always try and say that I'm just an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. Because we are all human. We can all make mistakes. And so I'm not the world's most authority, foremost authority on anything.